This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, if you notice when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about shaitan attacking you from the different directions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention the top or the bottom. Okay, and there are different explanations for that. Some of the scholars, they said that from the weakness of shaitan is that he'll only come to you from ways that you can anticipate, right? So above you and beneath you, right, there is no way to anticipate that, right? So he'll only come to you from those directions. Some of the ulama, they said that shaitan will not come to you from above you because revelation comes from above. And he will not come to you from beneath you because sajda is beneath you. Sajda is under you. So sajda is at the bottom. Prostration is at the bottom. And revelation is above you. So shaitan cannot affect you from those directions. And there's a very beautiful statement from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says he can come to you from all of these directions. وَلَا يَأْتِيكَ مِنْ فَوْقِكَ. He cannot come to you from above you. Because the one who is engaged with the one who is above will not be affected by shaitan. If you are engaged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua and looking above and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on and so forth, shaitan cannot interfere in that connection, because that connection is far too strong for him to sever. That's the connection that he fears most. Because once you have that connection, he's out. He can't do anything anymore. So what does shaitan do? What are the essentials of his da'wah? And what does he try to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَى. We're not going to talk about the specific tools of shaitan yet, but يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. Number one, he promises you poverty. He promises you doom. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَى. And he commands you to do shameless deeds, commands you to do evil. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, he promises you forgiveness from him. So he assures you, he puts you at ease. And he promises you fadla, he promises you bounty. Now, if you realize here what shaitan does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects the two. يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. He promises you poverty. What shaitan tries to do is he tries to create within you an insecurity, a sense of insecurity, okay? That everything is going to fall apart. Everything is going down. You know, you're going to go into poverty. If you try to do this good deed, you're in trouble. And if you don't do this bad deed, you're in trouble. So he creates this insecurity within you. But then here's the second thing that he does. And this is very important, because this is going to come up in our discussions over the next few times as we go through the consistencies within the da'wah of shaitan. Create the insecurity, and then he directs you to a haram, to an unlawful act, to try to solve it as the only option. Okay? What does that mean? First, he creates this insecurity, and you think to yourself, oh my God, I'm in trouble, what am I going to do? And he portrays in front of you a sin as the only possible option to deal with that insecurity. All right? Now, think about marketing, for example. All right? What does every commercial try to do in that 30-second slot? First, it tries to create an insecurity. Then it tries to provide a solution. Okay? First, it makes you, you know, it puts you in the situation where, you know, you're miserable, life is terrible, and then suddenly this can falls into your hand, and then everything is great all of a sudden, right? First you were in doom and gloom, and now you're on a beach in Hawaii for some reason, and you're happy, and everything is great. You're not beautiful, you know, you look like this, and there are things that you might not have even noticed, you know, in the past, right? But suddenly it starts showing you things, and your face really looks like this. Now here's the product that's going to make you beautiful. So marketing is to create an insecurity, and then provide the solution. So shaitan creates the insecurity, and then the only solution he will ever give you is a haram solution, because he wants to take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether that's with money or with anything else, whether he's promising you poverty or promising you misery, you know, one of my students, when we did the tafsir of this ayah, he came to me and he said, you know, subhanAllah, every time I find myself resorting to to a haram relationship, shaitan comes to me like so many times, you know, and I keep having this thought that you're never going to get married anyway. You're never going to get married anyway. So instead of you're never going to get married anyway, so, you know, here are some things that you can do. You're never going to get married anyway. You need to go do haram. Okay, you need to engage in this prohibition. You need to have this relationship. Otherwise, you're in trouble. يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, look what Allah says. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ. Allah promises you forgiveness from Him. So Allah puts you to ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a sense of security, that so long as you turn towards me, so long as you seek forgiveness from me, you are going to have an amazing hereafter, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of you. What's waiting for you is amazing. And as long as you have the forgiveness of Allah, you don't need anything else in the world, because that is the one thing in life that you can't do without, right? When the Prophet ﷺ says, إِن لَمْ يَكُنْ بِكَ غَضَبٌ عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. As long as you're not angry with me, I don't care about anything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you at ease. He makes you feel secure, and He also grants you fadla. He promises you bounties from Him. So He promises you goodness in this world as well, so long as you remain committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ethical. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you. How many times do you see people resort to haram? Let's just talk about money, for example. Resort to haram, income, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys it for them. Whereas another person, you know, sticks to halal, and you know, they struggle for some time, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens amazing doors for them. I've seen it so many times. One of my closest friends, subhanAllah, he came here. This is actually a true story. He came here with his family and 8 brothers. All right. So there are 9 brothers in total. They came from a difficult country. And I hope he's not watching this video, all right? But his 8 brothers all opened convenience stores. And they told him, you know, this is the only way to make money. This is the only way you're going to survive. You've got to open a convenience store. So they literally spread out and they opened convenience stores and sold alcohol. Okay, they sold khamr. He held out. He took a bunch of odd jobs and said, you know what, I'm not going to do anything that's haram. Until subhanAllah, he found himself working for someone that did flooring in a house. And now, mashallah, this brother owns 20 different flooring stores. He's the most wealthy of all of his brothers. And he did it all in halal, right? Because he committed himself to that. So he says, subhanAllah, that struggle was worth it, because during that struggle, I gained tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I gained trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then now I can go to sleep at night knowing I have halal income, knowing that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for me is pure. So shaitan comes to you and says, if you don't do this, your life is going to be miserable and everything's going to fall apart. And that this that he's always proposing is always haram. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just focus on seeking my forgiveness and doing what I tell you to do. And eventually it's going to all come together. If not in this life, then in the next. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us His forgiveness and to grant us His fadl, to grant us His bounty.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.